Okay, have fun, everybody. All right.
Hi there, folks. This is Nick Solomon of the Bevis Rond, just having slurped down some cherry juice. How do they make that? Take out the pips, I suppose, and squash it. Anyhow, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre, and legally we're clear. Hooray. Have fun.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliff, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC Monday, April 19th, including at 7 a.m. Julia Jern speaks with Seth Camille, the founder of Big Onion Walking Tours and the soon-to-be-launched Hudson Valley Rover Tours on All Together Now on WGXC. At 9 a.m., tune in to the WGXC Morning Show, including the WGXC Congressional Report with all the news from Representatives Antonio.
Amen. Oh, yeah. It is so. If you didn't know, now you know. Amen means it is so. It is so. Amen, amen, amen. It is so. Don't you know it is so? We are here where there's a bright side. There's a bright side right here, somewhere right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm back here at it again with our amazing friend, Mr. Martin Randall, Martin AV Services. He does our technical engineering and so much more. Just want to shout out and say hi to him. Brother Randall, how are you this morning?
I'm well. I had the shot, and I'm just kind of getting over some of the side effects, but we are well.
Amen. We put up a prayer for his wife before we came live, beloved. Want you to remember Sister Bernadette. Sister Bernadette is the third wheel in this cog, the third cog in this wheel. What is that? I don't know. But anyway, we don't do what we do without her either. So we certainly thank God for her and do pray for her to fully and speedily recover from the side effects of the vaccine. And praise the Lord, let the vaccine do what it's designed to do, which is get us through. Amen, beloved. And I come as a witness. I come to bear witness. You all have been on this journey with me the last couple of weeks. A month ago yesterday, my dad was diagnosed with COVID, and the doctors said they could see the vaccine in his system. Amen. Though he was diagnosed with it, he was asymptomatic. He did succumb to it, beloved, at 95 years of age. His oxygen levels just couldn't stay elevated. So he did succumb to it. But my mom and I had also been vaccinated. And I believe because of the grace of God and because we were vaccinated, that we were able to bring him home from the hospital when they were ready to discharge him. We didn't shuffle him off to another facility. We brought him home. He was frail and elderly, et cetera, and so forth. And we just wanted to be able to be there for him. As you know, he did succumb and passed on from this life to eternal life. And today would have been his 95th birthday. I always say he's 95, although every other document says 94. But he was closer to 95 than 94. And today we also celebrate his life with service at our home church this evening. It's going to be just a glorious celebration of life, the gift of life and eternal life that God blessed us with. When you're saying prayers today, beloved, I hope you will call his name in your prayers, my family too. And of course, we're thinking of all of you who are grieving and bereaving the passing on of a loved one, naturally or from unnatural causes. The pain of the loss is still there. And we remember you in our prayers. We remember you in our prayers. But you know what it is? Amen. It is so, right? Here we go. The next part of our journey. Here we go. I know who I am. That's the next song coming up by Sister Sinash. Hallelujah. I know who I am. You are. You are. That's Sister Juanita Bynum. Amen. Apostle, evangelist, preacher, and teacher extraordinaire on that one. More than a melody. Gospel artist, great, and TV personality, Miss Yolanda Adams. Grateful by Mr. Hezekiah Walker. Seen him grow up in the gospel, and now he's Bishop Hezekiah Walker. I remember when he was a young man. Hallelujah. So there's doing some wonderful things musically, too. And there is none like you from the women of faith. Jesus, the mention of your name by Reverend Donnie McKirkin. And he did the services on Thursday for a good friend, an old friend. Hadn't seen her in a minute. But I want to shout out to Reverend Rosalind Stevens and passing on to her family. Our prayers and condolences as well. But you know, beloved, the word of God says we don't sorrow as those who have no hope. We have hope for a future and a desired end, and that is the world without end, where there is no more sickness, death, dying, no more sin, no more Satan. I mean, it's just glory, glory, hallelujah. And you know, God has shown so much of his word to be true, so much of his word have manifested and showed itself up in so many of our lives for millenniums, right? So amen, we have no doubt about how this all comes out. I want you to be blessed. God wants you to be blessed. And so here's the music. Here we go. Music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Here we go. I know who I am. Bless your name forever, Son of the Living God.
Composer.
And you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, right here at WGXC, where there's a bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. And music is back. And then after that, I'll be coming back with my spiritual social commentary for today, April 18, 2021.
Put your hands in this atmosphere and say, I'm grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
The victories
that we've won. Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful. Just
to praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
Yes, beloved, the only living God. Hallelujah. Why do we say he's the only living God? Well, you know how they dig and dig and dig, man. They can find the tombs of Buddha and Muhammad and Krishna, but the tomb of Jesus is empty. That's because he's living. He's living, and he gave us proof. 500 witnesses saw him. But then beyond that, he comes to live inside our hearts. And beloved, you know, when you encounter Jesus in that way, you have no doubt that Jesus is the living God. I'm telling you, I'm so glad to be here with you today. I didn't know if I'd make it today, but because of Jesus, hallelujah, I have the ability, the strength and soundness, presence of mind and heart and faith to be here. So I'm grateful. I am truly grateful. I thank God for the music that means something, messages for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Are you with me? Say amen. I want to just give a shout out very quickly to the Queen of England on the passing and the services held yesterday to lay to rest the earthly remains of her beloved for 73 years, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. Some people, a lot of people, don't even live to be 73, and they lived in marriage for 73 years. Now, you know, that wasn't all a bed of roses, but they did it. They persevered and they hung in there. And then, as I shared at the top, our own prince, the prince of our family, Brother Elton Prescott, he will be laid to rest tomorrow, and we celebrate his life today. And, you know, I did refer to him as the prince of our family, even as I wrote his obit and did not even know of the passing of the Prince of England. So, you know, it's a season for the princes, beloved. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit today. The prince, the term prince, it refers to the son of a king, the son of a sovereign, a nobleman of varying rank and status. And that was my dad for sure. He's the son of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the sovereign of the universe. And so we have a right to refer to him as a prince. But not only in that way, but he is truly one of those, a prince among men, a very noble person, a very gentle and strong at the same time, kind and caring, compassionate, a lot of things and about him. And like you out there, and if you're not there yet, you just keep on striving to be that noble man. God will bless you with his spirit and power to do that. I also want to talk to you about the Prince of Peace, however. Prince of Peace. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 9 through the prophet Isaiah about Jesus Christ being the Prince of Peace, Jesus, the Anointed One. And that word peace, the word shalom is translated in the Bible in Isaiah 9. It has a lot of meanings. It means completeness. It means wholeness. It means rest and safety, soundness and tranquility, harmony, lack of worry, the absence of agitation or discord. Beloved, don't you want to live a life of peace, a life at home where you have peace in the home, peace in the job, peace in your soul? That's the kind of peace that Jesus brings. That's the kind of peace that Jesus affords us. And even when there's trouble in the world and trouble in the way, there's a place in him where you can have that peace. Ask me how I know. I'm not just talking talk, beloved. I'm walking a walk that is lined with the peace of God. Beloved, I've learned for myself, and you have too probably, that drugs and alcohol and one-night stands, the big houses, the expensive cars and jewelry, impressive jobs and titles, even psychotherapy, riches, they don't bring lasting peace. Lasting peace comes from a relationship with the Prince of Peace, Jesus, the Anointed One. In John 14, Jesus is comforting his disciples, and he tells them, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah, beloved. One of the disciples was not comprehending the knowledge that Jesus was dropping on him. And he asked him, Lord, how do we get there? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Beloved, amen. Jesus is our mediator and our advocate with the Father, and he can stand at the door and say, Father, let him in, let him in. He can stand at the door and say, Father, send a blessing. Father, forgive him. Jesus, I can't tell you how much I'm loving Jesus on today, beloved. In John chapter 14 and verse 27, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world does, not as the world gives, do I give to you. He is the Prince of Peace, and he is able to impart that peace into you and into me. In the book of Romans chapter 5, the Apostle Paul talks about this peace that comes through Jesus Christ. He says, we have been justified by faith since we have been justified, just as if we'd not sinned. By our faith in Jesus Christ, we have peace with God. We have peace with God. How? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, don't try to analyze and dissect this thing, but receive and believe this thing and find that it's true, that there is a peace that passes understanding. In the book of John, in chapter 16 and verse 33, Jesus says, I have said these things to you. He's been talking to his disciples and teaching them this and imparting some knowledge into them and some wisdom that they on another level, a higher level. And he said, I'm saying these things to you that in me you may have peace. I'm talking to somebody today who is finding that peace is missing, that peace is not present. But I want you to be encouraged, beloved. I want you to hear that God is saying to you, I have what you need. I have that peace for you. And you can get it through Jesus Christ. And all we have to do is believe him and take him at his word. Oh, beloved, I'm telling you today, one of my best friends, my bestest friend, my dad, I'm a daddy girl. And my dad is gone from this world into the eternal life that Jesus Christ has offered. And I'm not mad about it, and I'm not sad about it, because of that peace that is in my heart. God said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me. In the house of God, the universe of God, there are many, many mansions, many rooms, many homes, many places for you and for me. And Jesus said, I wouldn't tell you a lie. If it wasn't that way, I would tell you that. But I'm going there, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. Before my father passed, hours before he passed, I didn't know he was going to pass that night, but the Holy Spirit knew. And I said to him, Dad, Jesus has not forgotten you. He's just getting it ready for you. And that night, God got it ready for him and took him sweetly and quietly into sleep, to wake up in paradise. Beloved, God loves you. I want you to know, I know it's true. And I know a lot of you do too. But if you have some doubt about it, I'm just going to ask you, hold on. Don't quit in the dip. Trust and believe God's word is for you. Don't worry about how other people misinterpret it, twist it, and use it to subject people and oppress people. Get into the word for yourself. Got any question about it? Give me a shout. I'll help you out. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and saying, Jesus, the mention of your name, our Prince of Peace. God bless you. And we're back after that with some more music for the mind, the heart, and the soul right here at WGXC. Coming up next is Total Praise by Richard Smallwood. We're praying that in tribute to all those who love that song from Psalm 121, a song that meant a lot to my dad, one of his favorites, Total Praise, Richard Smallwood. Yes, beloved, it is so. Amen, amen, amen. It is so. If it were not so, I would have told you. That's what Jesus Christ told us. Amen. Well, beloved, we're getting ready to get out of here. But before we do, I just want to remind you, no matter how dark the day or gray the sky, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. God loves you. I love you too. Till we speak again, God bless you and goodbye. Goodness of God, the goodness of God, Miss B.B. Winans.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake, till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness.